Incumbents Barrett Glasscock and Ellen Kesterson retain their seats for the next 3 years. Glasscock received the majority of votes, with 547 defeating three other challengers. The Ashland real estate agent says he ran again because there were uncompleted objectives from his first term.
We had some unfinished business that I wanted to be a part of, one being getting started on the right foot with a new superintendent that'll take over the 1st of July. And then we've got some facility issues that are coming up to make sure we've got the right amount of classrooms and the quality of buildings for our students.
Last year, former Superintendent Charlotte Miller resigned shortly after a letter by her assistant accused her of unfair treatment in the workplace. As Glasscock heads into his second term, he says this issue helped the school board improve its relationship with the community.
The issue with the superintendent last summer, that was kind of eye-opening to us. We made some changes there to be more transparent with the patrons, to be more open, try to listen more. I've always found it to be an open-door policy as far as I'm concerned with patrons.
Chris Felmley was named the new superintendent in January. Glasscock also says his main focus will be on how to cope with the increasing size of the school district.
We're already starting to feel some crunches as far as space goes, and we're kind of bumping the ceiling on our bonding capacity, so we're going to have to take a very serious look on how we can arrange for classrooms for the growth that we have in the next 3 years. I think that's going to be critical.
Glasscock says he was actually at a meeting when the election results were running, so he didn't find out about the winning until later that night. Tony Notram, KBAA News.